So we asked you if you had any bad experiences with masks, people making fun of you or shaming you to call us. And we did get some calls here. This all started with the Journal Gazette yesterday doing an expose on mask. The headline was "Mask Wearers Say They're Being Shamed." And it was a story. It started off of a woman who went into a store and heard other women laughing at her.
Oh, gosh.
Because she was wearing a mask.
Why must they laugh? If she wants to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't, don't. But I just don't understand why people can't let the other side just be. You know, why do you have to be mean or critical? You know what I mean?
Yes,
why can't
people
just do what they want to do?
Absolutely. Let's find out. Let's take a microcosm of Fort Wayne and find out what people are thinking about this. Yes, you're first. Go ahead.
I think it was Carrie, was making the comment about why we can't just, you know, let people do what they want, whether it's wear a mask, not wear a mask, and not make a big deal out of it.
Yes, yes.
A very simple fact is that by not wearing one, you are contributing to the problem, and people are dying. What is so difficult to grasp about that concept? These people that say, oh, you're impinging on my rights. You don't have the right to make other people sick. You don't have the right to go home and take virus, whether you catch it or not, or know you have it or not, which is a big part of the problem,
and
give it to your children, to your parents, your loved ones. What is so difficult about being responsible?
Mm. Okay, Carrie, so there you go. I don't think she was angry at you.
That's good. No, good points, though.
Yeah.
I'm not at all, you know, implying that you shouldn't ever wear one. I'm just saying,
why be so mean?
And if someone chooses to wear one, why do you have to make fun of them?
Hang on a second. We got the other side here on line two.
Oh dear.
This is the way society is now. Here's line two. Okay. What did you want to say about this whole mask thing?
Well, I got a serious question about these masks. How is it supposed to stop a virus that some of these masks can't even stop drywall dust, which the microns are much higher? And also, if these are all masks that are virus contaminated, why aren't there biohazardous waistbands everywhere to be able to throw this away? They're just being thrown on the ground. Mm. That's not preventing any kind of virus.
I'm taking from your comments that you are not a big proponent of wearing a mask. Would I be correct in saying that?
You're correct. I don't believe in you should wear a mask. It's very hazardous to your health because it gives you more CO2. It's actually against OSHA standards. It's against health code. It's really not good for you. Breathe some air. Get the mask off.
What about when the doctors wear it when they're doing surgery and they wear it for, you know, 4 or 5 hours? What's the difference?
Exactly. They pump oxygen into those surgery rooms because of the oxygen being deprived from them. It's an OSHA standard. But they don't tell you that part.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.